Blog Talk Radio.
With it, boys, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl. Yeah. Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly,
but we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a minute.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick
it. I hope that you open mind.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you're trying to go.
We and my girl.
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
You with it like I'm with it.
Maybe we could have a ball.
My penetration is devastating.
It's rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do, baby?
With your homegirls.
Well, they can come too, baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fissure and some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplate,
think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy.
You can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got her.
Pop my collar,
I'm
fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, lady. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and fizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the bucket. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile, one laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is a deadly specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies. Limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's down for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the
Logic Kid.
This is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed or be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl.
It's cracking.
I lick, she lick, you suck.
I'm stabbing.
Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like an M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bow it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope,
it's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you bite it, you can come
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What it do, what it do, what it do. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, and of course, hold on, my beautiful co-host. Let's get her up in here one quick second. Miss Queen V, you good?
I am good. What's poppin'?
We up in here, y'all. Of course, you know it's West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with the Dagger and Queen V right here on Bang Out Radio, where we simply talk about those adult matters, adult topics. Sip a little, smoke a little if you got it, and just try to get to the bottom of some shit. Because like I said, we all know niggas got issues, we all know females got issues, and this is where we air all that shit out, all right? So we're going to try to help some of y'all out, as long as y'all willing to listen. But as always, always, I got to shout out Lady herself, Topaz Deshay, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays. The X and B models wouldn't know what the fuck they be doing. But like I said, if you're trying to get your network on, if you're trying to do handle some business and about that real shit, make sure you holler at her, all right? Second, all independent artists, anybody out there doing music on the R&B tip, on the hip-hop, rap, gangster rap, whatever the fuck y'all doing. If y'all doing y'all music thing and y'all sending me y'all music and y'all fucking with Bang Out Radio, thank y'all very much, because without y'all, there would be no show either. And, of course, last but not least, just anybody, 2 hours out of their day to sit here and listen to us talk, listen to the show, support the show, support these independent artists, because I know there's a lot of better, there's a lot of, see, my drink's already kicking in. There's a lot more things y'all could be doing besides sitting me and us talk for the next 2 hours. So if you're going to take the time out of your day to chill with us, thank you very much again. Right, we all in this together. And especially I want to thank everybody, because like I said, y'all still just breaking records. That's all we ask y'all to do is just talk about the show. Spread the links. Like, I know y'all out there with Twitters. You know, Dagger don't tweet. I'm probably shooting myself in the foot by not doing that, but you'll never catch the Dagger tweet. But if you're tweeting, fuck it. Tweet the show. Share it on your Facebook, on your links, on whatever website y'all on. Like I said, support the show. Spread the news. Maybe an independent artist that want their music and tell them to get at it. You know, a model trying to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Tell them to get at it. All right, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's where you holler at me if you want to set up on-air interviews. Whatever you're trying to do, that's the email you need to get at, all right? And, of course, if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. If you're chilling live with us, you can just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at us, all right? Because there's no telling where this conversation is going to go. But I got a lot of shit I do want to talk about, because, man, there's been a lot of shit going on, and I'm a little upset. So I'm going to try to see if I can get some answers to my questions. But how are you doing tonight, baby? How are you feeling? How's my co-host?
I'm great right now. Actually, I'm finishing up my little exercise going on, but I have to tune in and get my job. So, you know, I'm in the process working out and on my job. So,
okay.
But, I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm a little stressed out, but, I mean, nothing I can't handle for the moment and just got to take it day by day.
As you should, as you should. So what we're going to do right now is, as I always do and as I always promise, like I said, if I get brand new music, it's always first in rotation on the following show where it's appropriate. So right now I got some brand new lady cam, all right? And if everything goes the way it's supposed to, like I said, I got much respect for this lady right here, and she's supposed to be on the show on Slap Sunday. She's supposed to call in, get a live interview, and we're going to talk to Lady Cam personally. But right now we're going to roll with her music, brand new right here, and I like what she did with this little remix, all right? Here, that thing. Y'all may have heard it before, but you ain't heard it like this. Lady Cam, let's go.
Watch out for that thing. Jiggling.
I just have fun with something about her.
Oh, yeah, that's something. said he had dough and copped a new crib. Said I could spend it like he'll pay for the trip. But man, he buzzed me. Why he wanna rub on me? Every time we talk, it's about sex totally. I'm like, where your mind at? Yeah, you a fine cat, don't mean I'ma let you taste my mind at. Like, what you like to do when your birthday? All he cared about was getting mine in the worst way, bragging on the dragon. But I ain't care though. I had goals and dreams, and no time for the pair code. You know, teen pregnancy, HIV, STD with no health ID. All I got in this world is one body. Can't abuse it or use it cause a dude horny. To get respect, you gotta respect yourself. To show love to someone, don't have to neglect yourself. Could've had it all, buddy, without yourself. I'm keeping mine still married. Chastity belt. Nice guy, gentleman, church boy, spirit man, loves women, responsible, hates sinning, steady job, nice car, lots of dough, here come the bras, what are the odds? He took this girl on a date, Jezebel really gave, all she wanted was a dragon and a piece of real estate, that's all she cared about by the look on the face. You wanna wax him, trap him, map him, detect him, every check you get, you gotta give up a fraction, all because your parents came in fast, it's tragic, tell them boys, look what I'm scoring women, killing while you living in your own linen, nowhere to turn but your own repentance, why they never live? You turned her down, now she calling you gay. Now you feel you gotta prove yourself. Don't use yourself, might confuse yourself. Sometimes you gotta look through yourself. To give respect, you gotta respect yourself. To show love to someone, don't have to neglect yourself. Could've had it all, but you was out for show. You keep it here, still married, chastity belt.
Watch out, watch out. Whoa, 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 watch out, watch out. Whoa, 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 watch out, watch out. Whoa, 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 watch out, watch out.
Yeah, so I'm not like interested in you because the only thing you want to do is like do me, and I'm not doing that, so I don't think it's gonna work. So bye.
Put that thing on that thing, see that bling, HD on my flat screen. Ain't that clean? Freestyle when the beat break down. Run a track like a relay now. Scratch your records, I'm the DJ now. That thing could make you D.I.E. over that HIV or that STD. Abomination, killer, how your nation. Temptation is the door to Satan. So keep it closed and be patient.
That's right, that's right. Brand new Lady Cameron right here. Brand new Wash A featuring G Money. Let's vibe. West Coast Wednesday.
Oh, can't wait to taste this Hershey Kisses. All I need is one, I don't need a couple wishes. Deep blue sea, give me that one, forget the opposition. I'm thinking the wrong way, at the wrong time. I'ma call her mama ticket, she's so fine. She's so fine, man, she's so fine. Well, mama's so fine, I had to say it both times. Go back to the topic, hey girl, let's get away. Middle finger on your lips, and fuck what they say. They ready to hate, they mad cause you're free. But deep down inside, we both know who they wanna be. So baby, come with me, fly with a fly boy. I had you feeling big, no steroids. My silly girl, when you ready to ride, any day, any time, girl, I'm ready to fly.
Still got that new music, Young Chef, Orgasm. Let's keep it going.
What's up, baby? Let me grab your coat, though. Look, let me make that ass unwind. Make sure you grab that wine. It's right there in the ice. Scoop a couple nights, cause we can utilize anything to get you high. I'ma blow your mind. Make sure your toes look fine. I wouldn't hesitate to dine. Shorty in a prime, I'm on an incline to give you this pine, girl. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for a lovely end. This chemistry is ordering. Anxious feeling for you seeking. It's your body that I'm needing. Driving sheets, heavy breathing. This season, Lisa, all the screaming. Twins, G-spots in your madam. Helps me get to your orgasm. Her scent is like a rose. Just drop your bags to the floor. I'ma sweep you off your toes. Kiss you on your earlobe. Nothing under my bathrobe. So you already know. Girl, you got that glow. Take your clothes off slow. I can imagine how this should go. First I play four. Rub on your torso. Now watch me go low. Welcome to the Young Chef Show. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for a lovely,
lovely evening.
Chemistry is ordering. Connection so numb. I only got one chance for heavenly romance. So as we slow dance, our body temperature's rising. Oh, I can tell that you like it by bottom lip biting, squirming and fighting me. Oh, so girl, don't run from it, cause girl, it's coming.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Ooh, yes, ma'am, I got you. Shout out to Miss Tweety, one of Dagger's 4 Video of the Weeks. And yes, you're tuned back in with West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights with your boy, the Dagger, and of course, Queen V. Still good?
Of course I'm still good.
As you should be right here on, like I said, Bang Out Radio. So hold on. We're gonna get into the show now because, like I said, I got issues, so I got to talk about this. Hold on. I got to sip my drink first. What am I sipping on tonight? Hold on.
What are you sipping on?
Orange juice and tequila silver. So, you know what I mean? Cool. If it's clear, I can put it with orange juice. So, but still no drugs, no weed. I know you're working out, Queen V, so you ain't drinking right now, but hopefully a little bit later, maybe, right?
Yeah, later, maybe.
Okay.
Pineapple juice is better next time.
Oh, okay, well, hey, like I said, it don't matter. As long as it's alcohol and it's 80 proof or better, I will drink that shit. That's what I'm But as far as, like I said, and Queen V, like I said, today, I'm sorry, but I got an issue with your species. So, and that's the female species. Not you specifically, or like I said, it's a, and you know, I always got love for the ladies, but I got an issue with y'all species tonight that we're going to get into. But before we do that, straight out to 862, we're going to see who's on the phone lines, 3909. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do? Hello?
Yeah, Dagger, it's your boy, Jersey Hot, new artist, Money Man. What's good with you?
Hey, Money Man, in the building, man. How you doing, man? You been good? Money.
Huh?
You hear me? I was gonna say, man, how you feeling? You feeling good? What you been up to?
Everything good, Dagger, man. We out here on the grind. I got work with him that you've been tapping to. So I made it the final time to make sure I find time to make sure I tune in tonight to Bang Out Radio. Money make it drop. I'm here.
How you feel, man? It's out of trouble. Are you driving right now? My nigga, feel like a lot of wind in your background, man. Is that you driving right now or something?
Nah, it just got toned down just now. Yeah, I was on a mobile movement. Great things going on. Tagging, got 4 independent joints. 42.com.
Hey, Money, man, I'm trying to hear you, man, but I really can't hear you, man. I'm trying to let you get your promotion out there and everything, man. But if I can't hear you, I know everybody else can't hear you. Hold on, let me do it this way. There we go. One more time. Go ahead.
You hear me now, Dagger?
Yeah, I got you. It wasn't you. It was my co-host. So hold on, Queen. I don't know what you're doing in your background, but you got to fix that real quick, all right? I got you on mute. We'll bring you right back in a second. But Money Man, go ahead. Let them know what's up, man, where they can find your music at. For those that don't know, my bad on that. Go ahead.
Okay, you definitely can find it with my boy, Dagger. Definitely on Bang Out Radio. You go to YouTube. Yeah. You definitely go to YouTube.com, Money Man. We'll see all the great vids. We just dropped 2 brand new vids. We just dropped the phenomenal radio with Steve May, K Live, in the room, phone conference from out of Seattle. We just dropped the brand new, I got Respect the Rules of the Game, brand new video. And we definitely just dropped 2 Scoots Perform Live coming off that mixtape, man. Banging on over 50 radio worldwide. Yeah.
There it is, man. Like I said, man, I need the new music because I've been getting your emails, but I mean, I don't know who's out there promoting you or whatever right now. They're sending me the same song, so I need the new songs. You know, I'm getting emails, but I'm getting the same tracks that I already got. So I need that new shit. All right.
The latest song title, Drop a Body on Them. And we ain't even slammed. I gotta respect the rules of the game track out. We just do the video out there, let them enjoy that wave, you know what I mean? They gotta be dressed up like the sheep, you know what I mean? Looking like the comma. looking like Osama or something. You know, I'm definitely repping that United States flag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, sir. USA on deck, especially with the Olympics going on right now. Well, let me ask you this, man, because like I said, tonight, like I said, I love the ladies. I got much respect for ladies and everything. But like I said, I got an issue with the female species right now, man. So I'm gonna ask you right now real quick, Money Meek, while I got you. What do you think the number one problem with the females is right now? Either the females you're dealing with, just what you notice, like, what's their number one issue right now, or at least to you? What do you see is wrong with these people right now?
Basically right now, you know, I'm understanding from a lot of female, us men, that's about son. You know, we dealing with a bunch of broken hearts that, you know what I'm saying, that we ain't never break. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I understand, you know what I'm saying? It's like their heart's broken a million pieces. Where do you start? You know what I'm just saying? I ain't the man that did it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, give me my shot.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's one of the issues that we're going to get into a little bit later, because it's like I understand, like I said, whatever nigga you dealt with or whatever nigga you was dealing with, you know, put you through the motions or whatever and everything, but you can't take that out on every nigga you come across. It teaches you to be a little bit more careful, but... That, you know, this should be all gung-ho on me. It's like, fuck you off the top, and bitches don't even know you. You know what I mean? And want to judge you and comment on you and shit like that. So, yeah, I agree with that. But,
and I could do another comment, Dagger. You know, I got the brand-new joint, Mrs. Right. Y'all go out and get the joint, Mrs. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Sometimes we need somebody to tuck us tight. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody to treat us right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know we men, and we hard-bodied, and we got sometimes supernatural powers, man. We still have superpowers too, man. You feel me, Dagger?
Yeah, and they be thinking like niggas. Like I said, we're supposed to be hardcore. I mean, that's what we do. But when we at home, when we're with our girl, when we try to do that, you know, do the right thing, it's like you got to treat us like, you know what I mean? Like we got that too. I mean, we're not supposed to show it, but we should be able to show it to our girls, you know what I mean? To our women folk. But then how many times have you been in this situation? You try to show that good guy side, you try to be that person, and then the bitch is shit all over that, you know what I mean? Or look at you like you a weak type of cat or something, you know what I mean? Like they don't, like a nigga ain't supposed to be like that.
Bro, and I got my last comment, Dagger. You know what I'm saying? You with your dang man, and you with your lady, you know what I'm saying? You got the short of your dude, man, and, you know, y'all have been through point A to point B to point C, man. Right now, it's 2012, man. You need to hold on to your love, man. I know y'all heard the song come out forward. I'm putting out me the last of what we got, man. You know, I mean, if you want to go start all over and learn the person and moving in the person, that's on you. But if you can make it work, man, power couples ruling the world, man. Look around, man.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm with you on that. Like I said, if you can make it work, if it's just some bullshit, then fine. You know, work through it, make it happen. But also, on the other side of that, man, some people are in shit that they shouldn't be in. You know what I mean? They need to give certain shit up. You know, you have to realize that, you know what, this isn't going to work. You know, and you just got to move on and take that step, because you got to be strong enough to move on, just like you got to be strong in order to make something work. So, but you have to do what's best for you. You know, and that's on both sides, men and women. If it ain't right for you, or if you in something that somebody else don't want to be in, then it's like you're forcing, you know what I mean? That's going to be a problem. Everybody got to be on the same page. Everybody got to be on the same level. But yeah, we're going to get into a lot of this shit tonight, man. But Money Meek, man, you hanging out or you got business to have it?
We definitely hit Dagger, man. The man that said you've been tapping us, man, I ain't been throwing you off. No, I'm grown crazy, dumb hard. You know, we independent over here, so, you know, we're around the clock, 24/7. You know, we do our own promotion, our own videos, our own video snipes, and we do it all, man. AOF All Out Fan and Sammy Dream Making Manager, man. We here.
As y'all should. Make sure y'all fuck with my nigga Money Meek right here, man. And I got this track I'm about to fuck with you, man. It's I Got Sights On Baby. What's that about right there? Let me give you a little background on that.
If you a hater, man, you ain't about that paper, you won't be on some nonsense. I can't see you. I'm like, oh, baby. Yeah.
There it is, man. Money Meek, good looking. Check in here, man. Check in with your boy anytime. Make sure y'all fuck with my man on, like I said, it's YouTube. Make sure y'all find him on Facebook. And make sure, man, if you ain't my friend on Facebook either, because I got to add you on Facebook. I know you got to find me on Facebook at the same email you send your music and shit to. So that way I can put you with my artist in rotation and everything. Send me a promo pic and all that shit so I can load. I got the picture. I got you up. I'm tripping. You in that section already, man. I'm tripping. My bad. Yeah. You there.
Hey, Dagger. I'm going to tell you, Dre, right here on the interview. Dre was like, oh, he got the video.
I got it. That's my bad. You know me. I'm trying to move and everything. But, yeah. Wait a minute. Like I said, check in with your boy. Also, yeah, man, give me some drops or something, man. Y'all know you over there working hard. Give your boy some drops over here for West Coast Wednesday / Sundays and just on Bang Out Radio GP, period. And then what I want to do is I'm gonna send you the cipher beat, all right, to your email. So I need you, either you do it or you and your squad or whatever, so we have something for / Sundays, all right? I got something special for you. I'm going to send you the beat, so make sure you check your email soon.
Okay, don't interrupt. Dagger's done already. Just send it over. It's done. Don't interrupt.
There it is. Money made, man. Check it with me anytime. All right, we'll get at you later, all right?
Wow.
Yes. And let's see. Hopefully, Quinn, I'm sorry, I'm bringing back now. Don't wait. Hello?
Hello?
You need to go inside. Whatever you're doing, you need to go inside. Your shit is too
you
crack.
Can't hear me?
Barely. I mean, I couldn't hear you. I can hear you now. You're straight now,
okay.
But I said, a second ago, that shit was way too cracking, so not to cut you off or anything, but I couldn't hear shit, so that's all that was.
I'm sorry, I'm in the car, we're rolling around right now, I'm trying to go handle some other business, so I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, look at you doing two things at once, there ain't nothing wrong with that, that's okay. So we're going to get into this Money Mix right now. I got my sights on Baby, all right, and then I got some new music right here on West Coast Wednesdays, and then we're going to get back into the conversation. Like I said, I need to started talking about y'all yet. We already know what we're going to get into. But we'll be right back here on West Coast Wednesdays. The Dagger, Queen B, Bang Out Radio. Be right back.
Bang Out.
I got my shades on, man. I can't see these hating ass niggas. I'm too high. 1600 now. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby.
My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on, baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for certain. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for certain. The state of the news may not be sound. Confidence the key, money make me
turn.
Flexibility, they improve with numbers. We got the speakers bang loud, blink, blouse, and hummer. Isn't blowing no, cause we hit the jackpot. Pot 2,500 stone, that's my watch. Got a 911, now I'm crazy in the spot. Uncle Sam want my water, I am cash on next to block. Eating $50 pills, I got money proportion. It's not easy being green.
Take green line,
I torture. The handgun ain't gonna host the year, how does that sound? Got the mind of Peter Arnell. Sight 1600 now. My sight show, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for certain. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for certain. Life is like a lifesaver. I'm a business gecko. I'm saving all these big bucks. Catching on my sprint phone. I got a game for buck. This is not the China thing. Smoke. My brain is music struck. We see the picture clear, but you see it clear like AC. I got a 486. She like the under the AC. Niggas gonna hate me like every time a beat drop. Don't get the misconception wrong. I am from the ghetto. Catch the flight. Alarm goes off. Pieces heavy metal. I'm a music scientist. Money, music, robot. On the color, rolling stones. In the center of a watch, it's my time.
It's my time.
My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for certain. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for certain. Now every time I pull up, I flash to the future. I see the split image, I bet I'm gonna do it. Got me like Sanders, red monkeys passing, passing. They ain't on my denim. All shades, sights, man, they try to tell me no. Like money getting difficult, I got my sights on. I see through the physical. A lot of lies are miserable, but boy, I got to glow. Every time I come around, they like
G-L-O.
My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz. My wrist for something. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on.
Baby, got my sights on, baby.
My sights on.
Baby, for the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glyphs, my wrist, for science.
These hoes.
Hey, what you doing? Come get me. I'm gonna tell them that I'm all my girls.
Yeah, though.
I'm gonna tell them that I'm all my girls.
Belle.
Hey, mama, I knew that you were trouble when we met. Sending freaky pictures to me on the net. It's your first time, I bet. But you're sexy even when you lie. You lie, yeah.
Thank you.
And my bad, y'all. Like I said, I play all new music at the top of the show, but I did miss one, so I do have to sincerely apologize to my nigga right here, Jay the Third, Sex Talk, brand new music. Make sure y'all put this in up.
Pretty boy,
that moment when she whispers in my ear exactly how she wants it.
Y'all, no, we still here. Hold on, wait for it. Here we go. Are we going? There we go.
That's how it starts, you know. Taking bitches out to eat, meals and whatnot. Next thing you know, you wake up in a rest haven for hoes, a sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? What if we end up with a hoe for a grandma? Riley, shut your dumb ass up. What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe. Riley! This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys! I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat? I didn't want to believe Riley. I wanted Granddad to have finally found love in his life. But I've never been one to ignore the obvious.
This your boy, KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes down,
Bang Dog Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights with none other than Who, Me, the Dagger, and of course, Queen V. Let's get her back. Queen, so good?
My parents, always.
You good? Hello?
I am. Hello?
Okay, just making sure, like I said, whatever y'all doing, man, it's windy. And y'all roll up the windows at least. Maybe that'll help. Can you roll up the windows or is it too hot? Put on the AC.
It is too hot. AC is on, but it is too hot. We are in the process of moving. I'm so sorry, y'all.
All right, we're going to have to work our way through it, but let's see what's on the phone line. Straight up 323-3596. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
Yeah, what's up, Dagger? What's up, Cindy? This is your girl, M.I.A. checking in. So, what's up,
everybody? M.I.A. and the boys, how you feeling tonight, Ma?
Yeah, I'm feeling.
Cool. But hold on, Queen, man. It's too loud. I'm about to bring you down for just a second, all right? Hold on. I'll bring you right back in. Cause it's just, there it goes. That's even better. Now I don't hear nothing. There we go. Thank you. But got Queen V, MIA in the building hanging out tonight. But yes, like I said, I love the ladies. Like I said, I got nothing but respect for y'all, but I got a lot of questions, I got a lot of issues, and like I said, I got beef with y'all right now on the lady tip. But
Dagger, got beef with us.
I don't got beef. I try not to, but I mean, it's like I don't understand.
What happened this time?
It's not that anything happened. It's just that like for the last couple of days, I've just been really thinking about a lot of shit, and it just irritates me. Like, okay, if we want to speak about one thing specific, because like I said, I'm trying to do overall things.
Yeah,
so
I want to figure out what's irritating you.
I like to think that I'm wrong in a lot of situations. You know, I don't like people. I'm not the type of person that believes he's always right in certain situations or anything like that. So I'm going to ask and see if I'm right or wrong about things. Now, for starters, right, I feel that, well, at least I can only speak for me. And I feel I'm very upfront and honest from the jump off top, all right, about everything. The things that I do, the things that I want to do, the people I choose to deal with, things like that. But let me talk on that. This one girl told me I was too honest with her. How the fuck are you too honest with somebody? Does that make any sense?
I mean, it does to an extent. Some girls can't take the fact that you're too blunt with them. Like you can't. The way it's not what you say sometimes, it's the way that you say things. So maybe that's what she meant by the fact that you're too honest with her.
No,
or
but,
maybe
okay,
she just didn't
want to
know the truth. A lot of people fake the friend and say they can handle stuff, but they really can't. That's because they got problems with themselves.
Well, I mean,
you
want to
know the truth, but you
in.
Don't want to hear the truth.
Well, here's the situation I was in, right? I mean, I was talking to her. I mean, we're getting to know each other, you know, that kind of sense or whatever. But she's asking me, like, you know, the type of things I'm into, what I do and everything like that. I'm like, when I get turned up, I pop pills, I do this, I do that. But that's when I'm turned up and when I'm in that mode besides that. But, and, you know, I've got a topic, you know, I know about three things. I mean, she asked me questions and I answered them truthfully, right? But she took my answers and led that to say things like, well, you're a drug addict. All you do is fucking pop pills and this. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, hold up. I didn't say that's all I do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I meant. Or you always fucking around and doing this and that and there. And I wasn't. I have done these things, but that's not what I do on a daily basis. You know what I mean? It's like she took, because her thing was, oh, you're just too honest. You're too upfront with me, and you just told me everything. I'm like, so you want me to lie to you? Basically, that's what the impression I got. So it's like girls want to be lied to, depending on what the situation is. Is that it? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's because she'd rather see you do pop skills and be in accent so she can talk shit to you rather than she already know what you do and it's her choice to deal with it.
See, it'd be shit like that. See, that shit right there don't make no sense to me. I'm sorry. It makes no sense
to
me.
Yeah, I mean, that's how some females are, shit. I mean, sorry to say, but some females just rather not know so they can talk shit, have something to talk shit about.
I can't speak for everybody.
I'm not speaking for everybody either.
No, you're not speaking for everybody. I'm trying to just get, general idea. I mean, like, we never speak for everybody.
I didn't see you listen to that shit.
You feel me? But I'm just like, I mean, me personally, I'd rather know what you're doing. You know, if I ask you a question, I expect you to tell me, be real with me. Like, I mean, that's all I ever ask out of any nigga that I talk to is, you feel me, you be honest with me. Because for one reason, what do you need to lie to me for? I'm not your mama, I'm not your auntie, I'm not your grandma, I'm not none of that. And I don't have the right to judge nobody off of the stuff that they be doing. So you definitely ain't got no reason to lie to me. You feel me? So, I mean, if she asked you that to turn around and figure out if she wanted to talk to you and, you feel me, could pursue you even further, then that's her business, you feel me? But to turn around and say you're being too honest to me is ignorant. Like, no.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
At least, thank you.
Because, like I said, I've come from an era. Like I said, Darren used to be the super bad guy. Trust me. I used to not give a fuck. I used to tell bitches all the time exactly what they wanted to hear. Woo, but I never really lied to anybody. No, I'm lying. I was lying my ass off a few times. I can't even say that. But I never had bad intentions. You know what I mean? It's like I wasn't lying in order to get over on people or to use or abuse people or whatever. I was more so lying in a sense like, I know you can't handle the truth, so I'm just going to keep it to myself. That's the sense I was lying in. But now, like I said, I'm trying to be a better person. You know, and I've been being a better person. So I just straight up off the top tell people exactly what's up, what you're dealing with, what you're getting involved with, what I try to do or what I'm involved with. And that was the first time. It amazed me because it's like, how can you be too honest with somebody? That shit perplexed me. And the most I hear girls complain about is that niggas lie to them all the time and that niggas is liars. But when you tell them the truth, then it's like, What should I do? What should I say?
It's understandable. I guess I put it like this. If you put everything out on the table and she don't like it, the things that you do, the way that you say it or the way that it may seem can sound so bad, but to really get to know you as a person, you're not even like that. It's nothing wrong with going out having fun and doing it to the fullest, because at the end of the day, when you work all week, you gotta have something to take your mind off that stress. I'd rather you probably still be safe with your family and friends other than wilding out, acting crazy.
Right, but,
I don't know you popping a pill and you with me or with her or whatever, and you acting damn cool. And she like, what the fuck is going on with you?
And what hurt me about the whole situation, I mean, most of all above anything else, was just because it was like, she took my honesty and then blew it up even more. It's like, she made it seem like all I do is pop pills every day, all day. Like, I don't got shit else to do. Like, all I do is, you know what I mean? It's not,
that's
it's like she took what I said and blew it up into something more than what I actually said. It's like,
that's
when I get turned up.
How old is this lady?
Okay. Ah, shit. Old.
I would check that out of somebody a little bit younger, you feel me, to just take what you say and run with it. Like, to me, that's too much.
Yeah, out of somebody who's under 18,
and the same girl, right, it's funny because, like, we did our thing or whatever, messed around with each other for a little while, what was that or whatever. So, but she went back to, like, well, how did it kind of go down? She was dealing with me or whatever. Then I guess her old ex came around and she was truly all in love with her, shit like that, woo, or whatever. I keep it hot. She sits up here and tells me all the time. We did all this thing or whatever for a while or whatever, right? We was doing what we do. But her ex, you know, the person she, I guess every girl has that one person or maybe two that they were just really truly in love with, ex, not woo, or whatever, right?
But keep in mind, the whole time I'm chilling with her and we doing what we doing, she talking bad about this dude, like, he always want to get back with me, I don't give him no time of day, this, that, whatever, like, really dogging this dude. But then, comes to tell me one day that she just, like, it was funny how it went down. Basically, it was like, she told me she couldn't really fuck with me no more right now. She had some personal things going on or whatever, this, that. Basically, that was bullshit. I already knew what was going on. Like I said, Dagger knows certain things. I can read between the lines. So it's okay. But it was just funny because then she goes and gets pregnant by the ex-dude that she ain't got no feelings for. She don't want to be with his woo, but everything. But she still fucks the nigga raw dog and everything like that and get pregnant and wonder why the nigga don't want to stick around. And now you're complaining to me about the situation, and now I don't care. Because this is what I'm missing. People, y'all know me. Anybody that knows me and listens to this show that knows, you have to take responsibility for the things that you do. And I don't have sympathy. I'm done with sympathy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that's your situation, like, but the thing is, how I feel, and I feel a little bad about it, it's like, you put me on hold after fucking with a nigga that you claimed you didn't want nothing to do with, got pregnant by that dude, and now you want to be all boo-hoo and everything like that. So now am I supposed to care? No, I don't. But am I supposed to care? I don't believe I should. Because that's her responsibility, right? That's on her.
It's hers because she went back and did it. I mean, sorry to say it happened the way it did, but if she wouldn't have never went back to her ex, he's an ex for a reason.
And then like, also, and then it's also, like I said, when we was doing what we do, like I said, we used condoms and everything like that, because on her end of things, her thing is like, well, she don't want to, she wasn't that involved with me or whatever. I mean, that's what we were doing. Basically, we was just fucking woop and everything like that, so that's fine. Like I said, I don't trip off of that. But then the thing is, well, my understanding is it's like, okay, if you don't want kids, if you don't want to be with this nigga, you don't want to do all that to this nigga, then why is you, for one, a raw dog in this cabinet, two, is that a bust off? This is shit that don't make sense. It's like you know what you're doing. I hate girls that make excuses for shit. That's what I don't like. It's like, man, I don't know, or this, that. It's like, you know what you're doing. Ladies, y'all know what y'all be doing. You know, everybody gets down. When that choice, everybody makes choices. So when it gets down to that point, you know what the fuck you're doing. So it's not like...
Yeah, that's true. You know.
And but then basically coming at me because I ain't got no sympathy about it. It's like, no, I don't. Because, I mean, we still cool. I mean, she talks to me and everything like that. We make conversations.
So she's upset that she don't want to be with her anymore? Or
well, it's like
she don't care that she's pregnant? Or you don't want to
sleep
with her?
She's
like,
all coming to me. She's all coming at me like... Well, this happened. No, it's not that it's my fault, but she's basically trying to talk to me about what just happened, and I'm sitting there laughing.
And you have no sympathy for her.
Yeah, I have no sympathy whatsoever. I'm laughing because you just became a statistic. Now, I'm sorry. No disrespect to ladies that got kids and shit out there or whatever, but honestly, like I said, a lot of single mothers out there, y'all, it's a statistic. You know how many single mothers are out there, and then how many of those single mothers are complaining about, you know, what happened and how they got into those situations. Again, I mean, no disrespect. But it is. But y'all,
she should have put a motherfucking condom on, like,
thank
for
you,
real. Like, put a fucking condom on, like, no, ain't no getting no quickie, no sucky, nothing. Like,
put a condom on. If you don't want them, it's really not that hard.
Yeah, so if you don't want them, then you don't. And that's why that's why it made me laugh. That shit sounded so dumb because I swear to God, y'all, the way she kept blowing it up to me, like, you know what? I don't want to deal with him. This nigga dumb. He be calling me all the time. She's just showing me texting
okay, but
this
you
dude.
Was
like,
fucking him
over there. Exactly. And look at you now. That's what I'm saying. So all that shit is bullshit. But like, this is. Like I said, I'm just so flabbergasted. This stupidity about shit. And then, like I said, basically she was mad at me for not caring. And it's like, am I wrong for not caring? No, I'm not. This has nothing to do with me. And then also at the same time, she wanted to say things like, well, we weren't together. I mean, I couldn't deal with you because, I mean, you're a drug addict. You're this, that. Okay, so your reason for not being serious with me
is because you took my honesty and blew that up into more than what it actually
like,
was. So
like,
you
a drug addict, but you real, though. Like, a drug addict don't have a job. A drug addict don't have a radio show popping. A drug addict don't got dedicated friends.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
come
you.
On now. Like, you on the street really, like, oh, I need it. Give me some. Like, a drug addict don't, well, I can't say don't have none of that, but you got it popping. You got it going. It's a difference between being an addict that ain't doing shit and being an addict that actually has a job, actually has a car, actually has friends.
And
that,
now what
that respect
me
and care
most.
For them.
And y'all know exactly how I am.
Drug addicts fuck everything up that they touch.
Thank you. And when people put shit on me, you know what I mean? That's another one of my biggest pet peeves is when people put shit on me that is not true, or when they believe things that aren't really true. And I deal with that shit a lot too, because, like I said, I got a history. Nobody, I'm never gonna deny my history. I'm not denying shit that I've been through. I'm not denying the shit I've done. Huh?
Oh no, I'm just making jokes and shit. My bad.
But like I said, I know what I have done. And like I said, I accepted responsibility for the things that I've done. I know what I'm trying to do now. I know what I'm trying to do to get better. And I know what my goals are. I know what I'm focused on and everything like that. So when you, of all people, want to assume shit, this is what the number one thing is. People that assume shit are the number one people that get fucked up behind shit.
And that's the
person
that you don't need around you, period. Exactly. You just got people. Drop them. Like, I'm sorry to say, but it was nice meeting you. I enjoyed the time that we spent together, but I no longer want to have anything to do with you because don't even give them a reason because they're going to try to fight it. Like, oh, no, I don't like you and I want to work it out.
And what I do is I don't even drop people. I say this all the time. People drop themselves. That's the coldest part. If you do right
that's
by you
true too,
and
but
you
if you're still dealing with them and if you're still listening to what they got to say, then you're still dealing with it. So it's like,
well, I like listening to it because it gives me something to talk to. Like I said, y'all gotta, especially now that I do got a radio show, y'all be surprised. I put myself through a lot of bullshit. Honestly, now instead of just being super bored, just so I can come over here and talk to it with y'all about it. Like,
bro, that's why you need to smoke a blunt.
But that's just
get high and talk about it. That's the most beautifulest thing in the world to do. Let's get high and talk about it. It's so wonderful.
And that's it. But that shit just rocked my mind because, and on the other side of that, it's like she couldn't understand at all why I felt or why I just didn't have no sympathy or whatever. Like, you're supposed to be my friend. You're supposed to care. But let's look at this. Number one, okay, you telling me that me being honest with you was fucked up from jump. Okay, so that's number one. So you're telling me that I should have lied to you or kept some things to myself instead of being truthfully honest with you. So that's number one. So friends don't keep shit from each other. So you can't say that we friends if I can't be upfront and honest with you. That's number one.
Exactly.
Number two, then you're going to assume, you're going to take what I said and blow it up into way more shit than it is or whatever and all this other shit, whatever's going on in your head. And then not even ask me about it. It's not like you even confirmed. You just ran with whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you know, usually people want to confirm something or see if it's really true or anything like that. Even none of that went down. It's like, how you saying you're talking to somebody? Like I said, friends talk if you want to go that route. But no, you didn't want to talk to nobody. You didn't want to say nothing. You didn't want to do that. So, okay, that's why, too. And then three, you sit up here and complain all day. Or like I say, you sit up here and talk about this dude or whatever, but then you steady fucking him. Like, I'm not steady fucking them, but okay. But if you fucked them that one time, how many girls have been? That's all I'm saying. That's why it was so funny to me. I'm sorry. But I heard that shit so many times. Like, it was only one time, but it only takes one time, dumbass.
Right.
It only takes one. So, like, again, your sympathy means what you're searching for, what you're looking for, you're not going to get it from the dagger. Point blank, period. And that's just how I feel. So, roll with that or don't. But, like I said, that's just one issue. Like I said, I got so many. And actually, I'm going to get into one real quick, only because I'm trying to hold off for Dagger's Double Play, because I got a brand new song that I want to actually put in Dagger's Double Play, so I'm trying to get it loaded up real quick. So I'll talk a little bit for a little while. Now, number two, let's keep going. What else do I want to talk about? Like I said, y'all species, man, I don't know about y'all sometimes.
You know what? Because I feel that us women go through so much on a daily basis. Like, for the real women who out here who really got a job, got a family, got friends, got stuff going, women, period, we have different changes in our body. And it's like, on top of that, on top of you being childish, on top of you having no respect, it's like some people just don't know how to handle it. So some females just don't know how to handle being a real woman. Stop being on that bullshit and that kid shit and grow up and be a woman. Like, for real.
Well,
read
so
the Bible, shit.
Like, here's another thing.
Don't talk
right
to
now.
A counselor or something. Like, for real. Like, get it together. Get your mind right. It don't make no
now,
sense. That doesn't
this,
make
now.
Any sense.
Now, we take it on a trust tip, right? Now, we know that, you know, you can't be in a relationship or it's hard to be in a relationship, but you shouldn't even start a relationship if you don't got trust, right? If you're not trusting
That's
the
right.
person you're with or if you,
there,
you can't do nothing without trust, point by period. Now here's, but there's different ways to look at trust. Now, another situation I was in, girl I was talking to or whatever, you know, and like I said, I have my history. I have things I've gone through. You know, people know this. I'm not hiding that or whatever. But, again, you need to judge me or see me on what I'm doing now, not what I have done. Because, like I said, it, good, bad, ugly, whatever, it made me the person that I am now. And like I said, I'm not that bad. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not that bad. But but when it comes to trust, like I'm saying, when I – like I said, I'm up front, honest with people. I tell people straight up what's going on. Now this girl wanted to – basically command me to go through my phone. Like,
whoa.
Like no, like, yeah, like, like, I'm going through your phone. That's the only way I'm going to be able to trust you is if I go through your phone. No, you're not doing
wow.
that, number one.
No.
And number two, like I said, I don't got shit to prove to nobody. That's just how I feel. Like, and you're not paying my phone bill, so you're not, and also, even on top of that, let's just put this out there. Like I said, Dagger, like I said, outside of the, like, 5-6 homies that I really got, that I know is my homies, and a couple of people, you know, out of state, you know, Ashton Martin, Chunks, people like that, you know what I mean? But outside of them, like I said, I got, like, 5-6 true homies that's like, okay, they're my niggas. Outside of that, I talk to nothing but ladies, females, period. That's just me. That's who's in my phone. That's who I do it. I mean, I like girls. I like women. That's how I am, period. Now, and also this person that was talking about going to my phone and shit, this is somebody who finds reasons to get upset. You know those women that look for reasons to get upset? Or
oh,
look
shit,
for reasons
don't
to get
even say
up?
It. Don't even
right?
do it. Not.
I'm just saying, you know those girls that go out there and look for a reason. So it's like, okay, I already know you're the type of person that looks and gets mad over the dumbest shit. So I already know that. So number one, even if I'm in my phone talking to whoever, doing whatever, God knows what, that means nothing. That doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter to you because, like I said, if I'm in a relationship or if I'm in a committed relationship, then number one, my girl has to understand that. Like I said, I'm still a flirt. I'm sorry. I get in relationships sometimes, or I talk to women. That's who I talk to. I don't talk to niggas. I don't like niggas. I have no reason to talk to a nigga, especially if he ain't the homie. I really don't got a reason to talk to him. I'd rather talk to girls in general, period, you know? So, but she led it to believe where it's like I'm saying, why would I hand over a phone knowing that whatever you find in there, like I said, there could be nothing in there whatsoever, but you're going to find something that you're going to get pissed off about. But also keep in mind, like I said, I'm in it myself. I got ass pictures in my phone. I got booty pictures. I got porn. I got all kind of shit
that's
in my phone.
You know what?
I'm just like,
I had to realize.
But at the same time, you have no girl. Like, I don't understand what's going on with this. Like, females need to understand that. If this is not your nigga, then I don't understand why you feel the need to be going through his shit, trying to find reasons to get upset. I don't understand. Like that, you feel me?
But maybe,
come
but
on.
Say,
I don't
even
know
she was.
That all
but even if she was, but I said, even if she is, and you are my girl, that still don't matter to me. That's where I'm on. Say we are in a relationship and everything. That's what I'm saying. You still not going through my fault.
She just don't understand men. Y'all, me being a female, I know I don't want to see my boyfriend looking at no naked bitch, but I'd rather him look at a naked female than see pictures of dick in his phone. And that's just what
thank
our
you.
Guys
God,
like. Guys, guys don't necessarily mean because you looking at a pussy or you looking at ass, don't mean you gonna fuck. Like, I sit
thank
here and watch
you.
Pornos
thank
with my god brothers
you.
And shit and see niggas pounding on bitches and just
me
doing
too.
Shit like that. It don't necessarily mean you fuck every bitch that got an ass shot in your picture. Like,
thank
guys
you.
Like that.
Thank you.
Just like y'all, just like I love a man's body and nice lips and smell good. Like, if my nigga look at my phone, he's gonna catch a couple of pictures of niggas that I don't even know because I just like body. Like,
and that's another thing too. That's another thing too. If you my dude and I am going through your phone and I see crap like that, if I find out that it is another girl, then that's and you knowingly know that that's my dude, then I just look at you like you thirsty. Like,
yeah,
you know
that's
my dude.
Okay.
So why are you in his phone trying to send him pictures, asking him, you know, when we gonna fuck? Like, I know of females, and I know females that do shit like that. Like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
you
that's
just look
different.
Thirsty. You look thirsty when you do shit like
but
that.
But you can tell those internet pictures that a guy just got on the internet and downloaded that shit from his Android
no,
phone.
See, okay,
the
see, here we go. I want y'all to help me out. Because like I said, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me, okay?
Oh,
so now
I
my phone's
loaded. I want to say one thing before we get off that subject, too, like about the going through the phone and everything like that. Like, me personally as a female, I try to be the person that I am in front of you. That sets the mark. I don't try to worry about who you're talking to, what you're doing, who is that. I try to be myself. I make you like me more. Don't be like, oh,
that's,
who you talking to, what
point.
You're doing.
That's
act
exactly
like you,
the
even
point.
If you do care, act like you don't care. Even if you got to yell and scream inside your hair, fuck this bitch, I think I'm going to fuck him up. But if you really want him, if you really want to be with him, you got to show him that you can be around him while he's dealing with another female as a friend, or he's not going to want to be with you.
But okay, we're going to just take this a little more, because like I said, I'm going to talk, when we get back, I'm going to talk about, like I said, what I like, what I expect, and y'all let me know if I'm wrong, because like I said, today, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me, or if there's anything wrong with me, or things that I could change, because like I said, I want to try to make things
thank
better,
you.
But at the same time, like I said, a lot of bullshit has been going on, so we got Queen V, got MIA
hi.
Hanging out with me tonight. We're going to get in Daggers Double Play. Like I said, I got beat with y'all tonight, so we're going to do it like this on Daggers Double Play. So listen up and pay attention.
All right. The Dagger. Got to put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, all right? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, all right?
All right.
So, this ain't the way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you'd rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do with you. I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what
need.
Else?
In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
Later.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you
have
walking
fun.
Now I'm thinking in my head I should.
Choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up. Her can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep. I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self esteem, and sorry, I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That fucking heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Showed me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I
and plus the shit I bought.
Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a home, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believe in every lie she told you, made you chuck them deuces up.
Later.
No.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Something better, better, better.
Some real shit.
No more time to make
I ain't got a lot of no motherfucking body. A bunch of bullshit.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, feel the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul, and now you wanna let me go. So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still you talking, throwing, breaking shit,
you stupid.
Whoa. Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out to me. Nothing like the mother bitches, why you wanna act the same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry Springer.
Ew, fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too, whatever. Deuces. Two middle fingers.
There you have it.
Alright, y'all, here we go. The Dagger. World premiere right here, alright? Like I said, I've had this for a little while right now. I kept deciding if I was going to play it, if I was going to air it. But fuck it. That's how I feel tonight. We're about to let this ride. Hold on. The Dagger featuring Vinyl Richie. Deuces Part 2. Let's go.
Like this.
Pay attention and listen up. Y'all might find out why people pissed off about this.
Me right now, just to write this. Give my heart away now, I'm feeling like a hostage. Follow this, when I met her, she was independent. All black, nice, rack, booty was the business. She was with the business, smoke, drink, and party on. Business telling me she want another girl to lick up on. I was gone, put her first, I can't lie. She earned her place, with another girl was trying to set you out. To their face, never hesitated once. She can laugh, it ain't a joke. One night, we fucked a girl, and then she almost slid her throat. For real, y'all, wishing I could juggle of her. When I saw that, that's when I knew I was in love with her. You are a natural war killer. Ride it down and get it in. But if you're gonna kill the bitch, don't talk about it, do it then. We didn't change hearts and did the things that couples do. But happiness, it didn't last. What the fuck I'm gonna do?
Do I hold on? Do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found, I don't know.
Never gave a fuck, lost a job, what I do, bend down, pick you up. This shit gets real tense, so listen up and hear me out. We moved in with a girl I used to fuck, and a nigga how it didn't last, forgot about. Moved in with my mom and dad, they were mad, she was sad, things were getting really bad. My parents never fucked with us, didn't wanna fuck with y'all. I'm in the middle, holding down the center like it's basketball. Then they made a league, Jagger's my Canadians. I'm paying for the rushy fucking niggas for some groceries. We'll take my car to see these niggas, acting strange and very odd. Fucking niggas at your work, I got you the job. So that's the way it is, you want to be a silly hoe, you do. This is my chance to go, break loose and get away. A lot of y'all would choose to walk down the dumb, I chose to stay.
Do I hold on or do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found, I don't know.
If I had
as you got it. Spoiled the girl rotten, kept her hands in my pocket. But I didn't stop at times, I'm good if things got better. She wanted her own apartment, now we living together. See, it started with a lot of fun, but ended with a lot of pain. I'm not ashamed to tell my story, let me explain. Who did I make for several months? I thought that no one could touch it. Until this bitch that I used to fuck decided to fuck it. When you left me for the second time, you thought I wasn't getting right. Cause you was always fucking other niggas getting out of line. But I told you, grab it out, so calm your nerves and take a look. George, what you got is why she's beeping over Facebook. Now you back to doing whole shit. Should've left me dead. Fucking niggas in our house, in our room, in our bed. All the shit I did for you, all the shit I should've done. I went to jail for nothing. Now you pray and hope you have fun.
Do I hold on? Do I let it go?
Francine, it's no use. It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang All Radio. Let's get it.
That's right, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesday, Thumb Nights with the Dagger. Queen V, still good?
Of course, like always.
Yes, ma'am. Bang Out Radio. Let's get MIA back in the building. MIA, you still good?
I'm not late this time.
Yeah, let's go, let's go. Well, hold on, wait. Queen.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm in the car.
Yeah, what is going on? What is going
on? And we're in the car discussing some real ignorant shit right now, so niggas is hyped.
Do I need to let y'all talk? Y'all have a minute, Sandra? Are you good?
I don't know.
Are you good?
Yeah, we all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure, because this is what I want to do. Like I said, we're gonna talk. Like I said, I got an issue with the female species right now. I'm trying to get to the bottom of certain things. I got a lot of questions to ask, but I'm gonna do it like this. Do y'all want to hear? I'm gonna leave it up to the ladies tonight. You want to hear like what I expect from a woman who wants to be with me, or do you want to hear on my side about what I can give to a woman that feels that she can deserve it or feels that she deserves it?
How about we hear both sides?
Okay. All right, see, my drink's kicking. Hold on, let me sit this drink again real quick. Hold on, this shit started kicking in. You know, you start drinking. You know, your drink start kicking in, and you get a little bit sweaty, and you know,
please stop hollering.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna put my phone on mute and I'm gonna listen to you. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do that. Thank you. But shit, as far as the type of girls that I want to, like I said, that I need to be with or I feel that should be with me, I don't want to come at this. I got to make sure I choose my words right. Basically, if you want to deal with the Dagger, you got to, number one, be very open. You got to be open and you got to be understanding. All right? That's two things. It's kind of like how I run this show. You never really know what's going to happen. But you know what to expect. You know what I mean? Like, for me, people know what to expect from me. I know, like I said, I'm the type of person that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, or I keep my fucking mouth shut, and then I don't say nothing at all. That's just the type of person that I am. But in many situations, so let's put it like this. Like, number one, we'll talk about the type of girl that the dagger wants, or that it should be fucking with the dagger. That probably that I'll have to deal with the dagger. Number one, I like girls that like girls. I'm sorry. That's the point. It's not a requirement, because like I said, that's not everybody. That's not everybody's thing. But it's easier for me, because being the type of person that I am, it's easier for me to be like, hey, babe, what's up? Look at this dick. You know what I mean? We can look at girls together. We can do things together. We can get things popping together, instead of just, you know, being on my own about it and then having to worry about her being upset or her being mad about something or her thinking I'm trying to cheat on her or all that extra shit. You know, you're supposed to be able to share everything or share whatever with your partner. Am I correct in saying that? You're supposed to be able to share everything, right?
Why?
All right. So, and that even, well, actually, hold on real quick. Money, Nick, you still here? Hold on. Let me see. I see money.
We definitely here with you. I just wanted to
comment on that. That's my bad, man. I should have brought you in a long time ago, man. I thought you was just chilling. I didn't realize you were still here hanging with your boy, man. That's my bad. You've been a home for a cool little minute, too. That's my bad. You want to chime in on something real quick?
Yeah, I just want to term that you right, you know what I mean? Like, most of the time, you know what I'm saying, relationship, like, I mean, women do have it, like, the analyze, twist a little bit, just a little bit, you know, not putting any woman down, nothing like that. You know, you do some of these tricks or, you know, special sexual moves and maneuvers and whatnot, you know, that was done with Tyrell, you know what I'm saying? Tyrell was your heart, this, that. That wasn't to be taken out of content and now to go do it with Tyreek that's next that you meet or whatnot. Tyreek don't deserve all that. See what I'm saying? Like, you got to make sure he deserve all that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because you see how the last one worked out. So, you know, that's just something that Tom was doing in the script. You know, I just want to comment on that. Next thing, Zach, I just want to say, you can't get into the joints. My feelings is valid, man. And, you know, I put something out there on the waves so the girls are getting into coming off the stakes game, and that's coming off the step on money. And I explain a lot about us guys. You know, I'm straight like the Steve Harvey on that. Also, and also the song Mrs. Right. You know what I'm saying? Then I come from another point of perspective, you know, of what normally guys feel as though, you know what I'm saying, like I was saying earlier. You know, sometimes, you know, we got a heart, too. We need this, that, whatnot, too. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's all I want to comment on, man. Yeah.
Okay, no problem, man. Yeah, thank you, man. Good looking out on that. I'm going to make sure I check that out a little bit later. I don't know if I'll get it in tonight, but you know what I mean? We're going to make sure we keep that in rotation. But, well, like exactly. I said, what I've been saying, like, and I'm honest. I mean, like I said, I like girls. I like women. That's just what I've been. So, nigga, I'm a.k.a. 4DB with it. You know what I mean? Part of the Witty Boys. And it's like, I didn't even give myself that name. The homies gave me that name. And, you know, 4DB means for the bitches. No disrespect. But, like I said, that's who I operate. That's just what I do. And it's not. And I'm not saying I'm out here fucking everybody that I come across or whatever or anything like that. I'm not doing none of that shit. Like I said, I used to be on that shit. But I'm not there anymore. Like I said, I'm trying to be a better person and everything. But that's, like I said, a girl that wants to deal with me or be with me or actually be with me has to understand these things. She has to understand that, yes, I'm going to flirt. I'm going to talk. I'm going to jig it up. I'm going to have pictures. I'm going to have videos. You know what I mean? I'm going to have all that shit. But none of that shit matters. You know what I mean? None of that shit matters because when I am with somebody, I'm dedicated to that person. And as long as they show me that they want to be with me, then they don't got nothing to worry about.
And
you know,
that's number one spot. Let me comment on that, Dagger. You know, when dudes do be out there in the field still, Dagger, you out there playing ball, man. It's like, you know what I mean? I'm out there swinging his bat. Chill out, you know, I ain't trying to swing the bat at everything, but I'm saying I'm trying to swing so I get a home run. See what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a bunch of friends on the side. Like, it's all with respect. Everybody messes somebody. Everybody got somebody on the side doing whatnot. But you know what I'm saying? You want to play that number position. That's how we come together to have a relationship in the first place. See what I'm saying? Because you didn't outbeat the rest. See what I'm saying? You gave me your all. You showed me this, that, and we just built something. See what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, we built it together. And then the hardest part I have, and here's another problem I have, because it's like me, like I said, people know, and girls like me, you know, women like me because, like I said, I respect women that deserve respect. And then also at the same time, I don't judge people. You know, I'm not a judger of people. That's not my thing.
And that's why all forms of girls like me. I mean, all the way from fucking hoes and bitches and prostitutes and shit is cool with me because, like I said, and I don't, if that's what you want to do, if that's how you going to make your money, then okay, that's all fine. I can't be with you. You ain't never going to be my number one girl or anything like that. But
the conversation that goes on a woman when you're trying to be her. You know, you can't be a solo. You have a billion kids. Like, come on, that don't fit the conversation of wifey. You already been like, you know what I mean? You can tamper with your future on that. So that's the thing.
You
know where?
Go ahead.
You know where I think where relationships messed up at is people don't take the time out to get to know each other before they start having sex. If we do that more often, I think it'd be a lot more better. It'd be a lot less confusion and a lot less broken hearts, emotions. You know, because guys, you know, y'all messed up just like us. Y'all meet a female, she be with the business the first time, and then the second time you like, oh, she lazy, she don't do this, she don't do that. Then you don't like her no more. I think take the time out to get to know a person. Guys be like, oh, yeah, I want to test it, but that can lead to too much stuff. Like, if you trust her and you want to be with her, y'all should just be celibate until y'all really know, because then that way you will know you got a friend you can kick it with, you know, somebody you got somebody you can pop pills with, laugh and talk with, and all that extra shit will come, you know?
If you honestly really want
to be in a good relationship, I mean, that's just coming from a woman. Like, if I really want to be with a nigga, like, I'm not just going to be quick to hop up and give him the pussy, because I'm going to show him that this is not what I do. You know, I don't do this for every nigga. You know, because some guys will think, oh, just because you suck my dick like this, you probably suck everybody's dick like that.
No, I'm sucking your dick like that
because I fucking love the shit out of you and I want you. You know what I mean?
There's that thing right there, too. But see, also, on one hand, I agree with you, but on the other hand, it's like,
What do you agree with what I said?
As far as waiting, I mean, I understand, look, I just feel that everybody's fucking grown. This goes back to what I said earlier. About making decisions on what you want to do.
Everybody is grown, but everybody is not mature.
But my thing is, like I said, if you want to fuck somebody, like I said, that like girls be like, I don't fuck on the first date, or you fuck on the first date makes you a hoe or anything like that. We'll just use that for example.
It's not about that. I'm just using that as an example.
I'm just saying that if you feel like something is right or you feel like you want to do something, then by all means, do it. My thing is, if you choose to do it, then you can't be mad at what comes up afterwards. That's where I'm at with it, you know, because everybody, like I said, we all adults, we all grown. Everybody's going to do what they fuck they want to do regardless, no matter who you are. That's men, women, whatever. You're going to do what you want to do. That's one thing I've learned above everything else.
Yeah,
is that
I'm
people
just saying
do
that's where the confusion
comes in.
But it's
crazy because on one hand, like I'm saying, is that that's where you have to be honest with people up front. You have to be up front with people. You have to let people know exactly what's up. But that's where people are scared. That's where people don't want to. And it's crazy because guys are like that because they feel if they don't tell a girl straight up what's up, then or they got to lie to her or beat around the truth in order to get what they want, what it's like, they don't realize that if you can't be upfront and honest with a girl and still have that work out for you, then you don't need to be doing shit. Like I'm saying, people are like, that's where the confusion comes from, is when people don't lie. People not being honest about what they feel, not being honest about what they want, not being honest about what they're looking for. You know what I mean? Like, that's where all the confusion comes from, because then once shit gets done.
That's true, too, not being honest, but if you're not being honest, then you're still having sex with that person intention, like trying to figure out if they like you. What I'm saying is, like, being honest is one thing, but if you're being honest with that person and still having sex with them, and then they get deeply feathered for you, and but you still want to fuck around and do this, or she's not that type of person that want to have a threesome, or that really likes you popping pills, it's like, it gets confusing. It's like, get somebody who's on your level. Like, fuck. So just looking at that, or your dick get hard when you see him, fuck that shit. Get somebody who's on your level. you know, and fuck everybody else. Just have homegirl. I'm your homegirl. You feel me? We cool. I like you. I think you're a real good guy. You know what I mean? I don't know about any other bitch, what they done been through with you. I know you a thumb down man. You a hard worker, and you with the business. You know, what real female wouldn't want that, but you need to deal with somebody who's on your level.
But here's where my thing is. Like you said, I feel I need to do that. But like I said, Dagger gets turned the fuck up. It's honestly, in a lot of cases, I have to come down to what other people are doing instead of them coming up to what I'm doing. Now here's what I mean. I'm not saying that every, like I said, my girl, somebody I want to be with already, yeah, number one, she ain't fucking no other dudes. Ain't going to be none of that shit popping off. You know what I mean? If we fucking anybody else, it's going to be another girl or two girls or whatever, but we doing that together. There ain't going to be no other dudes involved, point blank, period. That's how I feel. If you want to be with me.
And that's why guys are so selfish at the same time, because y'all want to go have threesomes and fuck different females while y'all fucking with that one female, but you don't expect the female to do nothing or just have a vibe or just...
You're a female. No, I'm saying, I'm gonna keep it real with you. You're a female.
I mean, a dick and a pussy can still get a disease, though.
Hold on, buddy.
And I'm a man. Listen, the mess with 50 chicks sound cool to us, but to hear a chick mess with 50 dudes, that don't sound cool. So that already tell you it's a certain kind of station. You can't do what men do, man. It's a male-driven world. Just understand.
If you're a girl, like I said, this goes for females, okay. If you with your dude, now, see, there's a difference. Like I said, emotional, involved, everything like that. See, women tend, when they find a good dude, they tend to stick with that one dude. That's what they usually want to do in majority of the senses. Girls want to stick with that one dude because women look for that type of stuff. They want to stick to one dude. Now, I'm not saying that. Now, if you're one of those girls that like a lot of dick, I've been around girls that are like that. They don't want to be with one dude, or even if they are with one dude, they're open and honest with him and tell him, you know what, you're not going to be the only one that's that. Well, and that's fine. But see, we can't be on that type of level, whereas we're going to be like, you're going to be my girl. You're going to be my top bitch. You know what I mean? They're going to do stuff like that. If you want to find dicks, I can get the homies to come through and we can make a pop. You know what I mean? It's nothing. Like, I've been in that situation before, if that's what you want. You're never going to be that person where it's like, you know, you can't take that kind of girl home to mom. You know what I mean? You can't marry that type of girl or whatever, but if that's what you want to be, then by all means do that. You know, that's what I mean on that sense. But you got to be open. You got to be honest. You got to be able to do what you want to do, and you got to trust the people that you're doing shit with. So... And that's the craziest part for me is because, like I say it all the time, we lost in my head, it looks like. But like I'm saying, I'm always upfront and honest with my girl. Like I said, if you want to be my girl, like I'm saying, already I don't do long-distance relationships. You got to be at least within 15, 20 minutes because when I want to see you, when I want to do something, I got to be able to get to you, period. Money, I mean, do you do long distance relationships, Money Nick? How do you feel about those, man? The long distance, does that shit ever work out?
What you mean, Dagger?
Like long distance relationships, like you where you at, but your girl's supposed to be out here in Cali. You know what I mean? But that's your girl, right? But no, like I said, I don't believe in long distance relationships.
Nah, man. My little sister going to do something like that right now, man. You know, I told that thing wasn't going to work out. You know, that's her first love. Nah, that ain't. That's time between. You need to be around that and feel that, man. That it takes you all out of bounds, like far as that on a spiritual level, man. That thing don't really work out most of the time now.
Okay, yeah. So I'm saying, I mean, on top of that, and then like I said, me being the kind of person that I am, it's like I like girls. Like I said, I keep saying it, I like girls that like girls because that's something we can share together. I'm not saying we gotta have threesomes all the time. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that every time we do something, there's always gotta be another girl involved. But what I'm saying is, if the opportunity presents itself, say I look at a girl like, damn, she bomb. You look at her like, damn, she bomb. Why can't we take that down together? You know, I don't understand why that's a problem. You know,
yeah,
and then,
man, you
I mean, you know what I mean?
You got no game. They just got to understand your story, man. You already know, rock on the boat to get off. You already know how it goes. That's the word.
And then I also don't like, I can't stand like a lazy girl. You know what I mean? Like laziness. Like I've been in situations where like my homie Fo said, my homie Fo from, you know, Fresh Week. He be on that shit like, you know, the first one is free. I'll show you that, yes. If you with me, we will. Like I said, I can do this. I can pay for this. I can pay for that. I can pay for you. We can do this. I can get it turned up. We can have a good-ass time. It could be all on me. You know what I mean? The first time. The first one's free. The second time, third time around, then you get that girl that expects that all the time, every time, and don't want to do shit herself, that fucking bothers me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit up here. I don't got kids. I take care of my girl, but I'm not going to take care of my girl. You know, there's a difference. You know what I mean? I'm not paying your phone bill. I'm not paying your rent. I'm not doing all that shit. If we in it together, then it's 50-50. You know, I don't want a housewife. You know, I want somebody that's going to go out there and get it just like me. You know, and if that's wrong, then I'm just going to have to be wrong. But, like I said, I don't know. Queen, you've been kind of quiet on it. I'm kind of edging you in and out because your window is still up and everything like that.
No, I mean, I have loud people in my background while we on show, so, I mean, it's all right because they know they being loud, so they know I'm talking shit about them, too. No, I've been listening, and I'm just like, you know, I feel you all the way 100% on that. Like what you just said about, you know, about your girl being a go-getter. Like me, I'm a hustler. That's what I got to do in order to pay the rent, in order to pay the bills. You got to be that way, you know, and I don't expect all the time for my dude to pay for me. You feel me? I'm the type of girl that when I got it, best believe, it's gonna get done. Best believe, when I got it, it's gonna get down. You wanna go out, you wanna go out, you wanna have a bomb time, let's go, let's do that. We can go sit down, we can go eat, I pay for you to get in the club, I pay for the bottles, I pay the weed, whatever you wanna do, I got it. I got gas, all of it. Don't trip. When I got it, I got it. But when I don't, you feel me, if we supposed to be in it together, then we supposed to be in it together.
If you don't, that's what I'm saying. If we're in it together and you don't got it at a certain time, then yeah, it's 50-50, it goes both ways. But I've been in situations where it's like you said, where a girl constantly expects you to just do everything and not do anything at all, and then gets on your case or gets on my case and gets mad at a nigga like, well, you're not doing this. And I'm like, no, why can't you? And then a nigga wants to know that you're going to be there for him like he's going to be there for you. You know, it goes both ways. You get these girls that, like I said, get lazy, don't want to do shit, expect a nigga to do everything, right? Don't want to. It's crazy. Crazy. All across the board. But, like I said, I can speak on this type of shit for all day because, like I said, I don't know what's up with ladies nowadays, man. Like I said, when y'all in relationships, it's like you want a nigga to show you that he's interested. But then when he shows you that he's interested, then he's a bugaboo now or something like that or whatever. And I don't get certain things. Like, like I was in one situation, right, not even a situation. It's just that girls tell you they want to do certain things and then either just don't follow through with it or they get on you and they're mad about you that you're following up on them. Like a girl tell me, like, okay, we're linking up, we're doing something on Friday, we're hanging out, we're doing this, we're doing that. And I'm like, okay, for sure. And she tells me this on Monday, right? So I hit her up on Tuesday, like, we still good for Friday? Like, yeah, okay. Hit her up on Wednesday, like, we still good for, like, I'm going to check every day. Because girls be flipping shit so fast. And you never know what's really going to happen. And you just got to be careful. I mean, not really be careful. You just got to, I don't know. I don't know what you got to do, y'all. This is why I'm just talking. I'm just running my mouth. But it's crazy because now I thought y'all, ladies got to realize, niggas want that real shit too. Niggas don't want to be all, or if a nigga, I can't speak for all niggas. Let me not say that. I'm going to speak for myself. Me?
Yeah.
Like I said, I want that one girl. You know what I mean? I want that one girl that's gonna have my back, that's gonna always be there for me, that's gonna do what I ask, that's gonna ride for me when I need her to, gonna be able to shut the fuck up when I need her to. You know what I mean? That's not gonna be all over here and there, do all kind of shit like that. I want that. You know what I mean? That's why I ain't got no kids right now. Because I don't want to be like a lot of y'all out there right now. Yes, I'm a little drunk, so don't take this the wrong way. But a lot of y'all out there, y'all, in these situations, baby mamas, baby daddies, kids going back and forth between houses and families and shit and all this. I don't want all that. Nigga, I want my family. If we're going to be together, we're going to be together. You know, and if it's not going to be like that, then fuck it. Period. I'm not even going to step into shit like that. And then there's always these girls that try to be like, you also got to realize that's why I'm so upfront with people off top. Because if I'm upfront with you from the jump, then you cannot get mad at anything that happens because I told you already from jump what my get down is, what I've been going through. But see, girls, they try to get in the situations and think they could change a nigga. Or think that, you know, well, he's like that now, but once he gets with me, then I'll be able to flip his whole little style. I'll be able to change up shit or whatever and everything like that. And that shit don't work either because, honestly, ladies, y'all got to realize that any way that nigga came at you or tried to get at you or something like that, you like that about him. So why, when you get with him, now you want to switch that up about him? You know, I don't understand that either. That don't make no sense to me. I don't get it because I've been in a situation where it's like I said already, I'm a flirt. I talk to a lot of girls or whatever shit. So, but then I'll be with a person or I'll be with a girl or whatever, but she wants me to be all everything and everything to her, which I do be, but then I'm supposed to be an asshole or I'm not supposed to show no love or no respect for anybody else. And that's not going to happen. You know, how selfish is that? So I just don't know, y'all. You know? Like I said, I'm just talking. I'm just running my mouth. But we're going to get back into the music real quick. Queen B, Money Mink, hanging out with me tonight. We're going to go with KD right now. With you. Good for her. All right, good for me. We'll be right back on West Coast Wednesday sometime.
Thank you.
Baby, hold on. Give me a second. Gotta figure this shit out. It's so complex, and I want you here. Hello. Like to thank y'all for coming out tonight, man. We got another one. Good looking, Kenya. Let's get him.
She like crying no phone. She wanna be test for she like what it do. Girl, I'm telling you. Yeah, baby got a body like that. She got a serious swag. She wanna put my side.
Rockin' with a superstar. I'm from Philly, I run the state like a trooper, y'all. I'm so dapper, tell me what you know about it. You wanna get with me, let me show you how to go about it. Had confidence, you gotta be a five-star. Cause I've been something special ever since we played my car. Back then, my brother got the best ones. No, I'm a little bit older, I just invest funds. Yeah, you bad, honey, but not bad enough. I'm used to selling for less, but shit, I had enough. Hey girl, you know what you mean to me. How about a trip to Belize just for the scenery? So plain and simple, your boy swagged out. Freaking fire miles, got us all jet lagged out. So if you not on my level, there's no way in hell we'll make it out the ghetto.
She like crying no phone. She wanna be set for
a superstar, you know what that is, girl. That mean without effort, I can take his girl. And I ain't boasting, it come with the game. If the tables was turned, but chill through the same. So, there's no need to feel bitter. Cause right when I finish with it, then you'll get her. I'm a man of my words and not promise. I also want the check to accompany the homage. I'm just trying to get rich off Ebonics. Name Springs, I'm a superstar, no comment. Nah, I don't spit, I just vibe it. And you can't just drop the hit, you gotta time it. Now, know what I look like settling. Cause tell me why I walk when I can be peddling. Now tell me what I look like settling. Cause tell me why I walk when I can be peddling.
She'd like crying no phone. She wanna be set for
Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted. I'm finna push the button.
Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me. You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She suck me up anytime I want, let it slime me.
Dog, on my mind,
I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all the wolf tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Say I'm tripping, damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
Telling y'all, we get up to 500 people,
you know, downloading the show. Y'all been talking about the show. Keep spreading the word about the show. We get up to 500. We're going to extend this motherfucker at least one more hour, all right? So we're going to go to 3 hours, and I promise y'all a lot more shit we can get into, all right? So let's see. Out the 951-6188. Hello?
Right. Of course you know who it is. I'm sorry, okay, y'all. My phone died.
You call from all kind of numbers. Like,
I know. My phone died. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, wow.
Shut your ass up, X.
And then we still got money. Money makes still in the building.
Yeah.
Hello?
Fuck you. Hello? I'm sorry. Don't
want
to talk
shit.
No,
not
you.
Hold on, Queen. Hold on 1 second. Handle your business real quick. I'm going to see money. You still good?
Yeah, we heard that.
Okay, man, go ahead and get your shout-outs real quick, man. We about to get up out of here, man. Like I said, 2 hours went by like nothing, you know what I mean? So, but we here all day every day. So go ahead one more time, man. Let them know your links and everything, where they can get at you at. And then, like I said, one more piece of advice, man. You got some advice for me, just in women in general, just overall, man. I need something. So go ahead, let them know what's up.
Hey, man, you definitely reach me on at MoneyMint121 on Twitter. Definitely go get your Step on Money preview for ReverbNation.com. Money, man, go get that first 1 through 5. Next advice I got, man, listen, man, do your thing, man. You know what I mean? You know what you want, you know what you like. Go for what you go for, man. Keep it real with yourself and keep it real with others, man. Straight up.
And that's the best I can do, huh? Because like I said, it seems like, but it's, you know, it's real. It's weird though, money. While I still got you, you know, you realize the realest you try to be with motherfuckers, man. Like I said, you see how people just hate that. You know, it's,
yeah,
like, it's like people want to just be dumb to shit. You know, I don't understand that. Like, I don't get that. But for sure, man. Money Me checking in, man. You know, you're always welcome on here, West Coast Wednesdays. You know, you're welcome on Sundays. Got the new tracks. We'll have it in rotation on Slap Sunday. But what I realize, what I don't got, man, add me on your Facebook. I know you got a Facebook. I don't got you on my friends list on the Facebook. I got your pics and everything, but I want to be able to link you for when I play your music so people know exactly who it is and they can holler at you on there, all right? So at least add me as a friend at the same email that you got when you send me the music, all right? And I'm going to get you that beat sometime soon by the end of the week.
Got you.
All right, man. Good looking out, man. We'll be here, man. You know, you check in anytime with your boy. We'll be right here, all right?
Bang out radio. You already.
Yes. Yes.
Home.
Yes. Yes, sir. Money me. And all right now. now, Queen. Hello.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know. It was a rough show today dealing with your background right now. I got love for all y'all peoples and everything, but you know we gotta stay focused.
Like, I know. I'm sorry. I really am. It's been a rough day. Rough couple days. Hi, Dagger. You know who
that is.
Put her on the phone real quick.
Hold on, give her the phone.
She wants to talk to you. So you guys
gotta talk.
Hello?
Koya.
What's up?
Man, you're gonna have to start getting off early or something like that, because every Wednesday now it seems like, you know what, I'm not, no disrespect or anything. Like I said, I don't get on nobody about making their money or anything like that, but, you know, y'all interrupted my show. You know, y'all cool, I got nothing else for y'all, but y'all interrupted my show.
Look, Nicole should have stayed her black ass at home. So why would she get into a car full of black people trying to listen to a show? That don't make sense. So I'm sorry about that. I do need to probably start getting off work later. I'm about to quit my second job, so that's a good thing.
Wait, no. You shouldn't quit. I mean, if you're getting paid. I mean, I'll never tell nobody to quit.
No, but I don't quit. I'm tired, Daddy. I'm about to start school. I have a full-time job already. I'm good on this extra money. I'm just about to give my second job to Nicole.
All right. I'll just check and see what's up or whatever. But like I said, man, y'all over there, y'all keep messing with my co-host, and I'm trying to stay focused over here, and y'all getting, you know what I mean? But
I wasn't meaning to mess with your co-host, but your co-host should have took some responsibility and should have stayed her black ass home so she could have hosted the fucking show like she's supposed to. But anyway, I love my colleagues. You know I love her. But I'm just saying, why would you get in a car full of black people trying to tell everybody in the car to be quiet? Anyway, bye, Dagger. I'm going to shout out my mama like I always do.
Yeah, my co-host. Yeah, you can. Go ahead real quick. Shout out to mama real quick. Yeah, I'm going to push you one
quick. Shout out to my mama. I love my mama. That's my
I rock and everything else. All right, you have a good night. Thanks for talking to me, Dagger. Wish you guys luck. There goes your co-host. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Quay.
Young. Quay's going to get enough to talk shit about me on my own damn show.
But go ahead, Queen. Go ahead and get the shout-outs real quick. Let people know they can find you and let people know what's up. You were kind of quiet today, but you were preoccupied, so that's why.
We was trying to help Koi out. We was going to go get her, but she over here on that bullshit. So we going to have this conversation when I get off this radio show. Shout out to my roommates. I love you guys. You guys are the shits. We had so much fun together. Come function with us. Shout out to my mama. I love her. My brother. I miss you guys. The whole fam. I love you guys. I miss you guys. Shout out to X-Rated since he's sitting in the front talking made shit. Shouts out to everybody who's tuned in to listen to us. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. You guys are breaking records. My homeboy Dagger keeps telling me this, and I love it, you guys. Thank you so much, so much, so much. You guys can find me on Facebook.com/. Okay, I won't even call him the homie then. Holy baby. You guys can find me on Twitter @ QueenVicky_TM. Again, that's QueenVicky_TM. Facebook.com/ Coley Baby, Coleybby. I'm sorry, y'all, for the madness going on in my background. If y'all really knew what was going on, you have to understand why I'm smiling and why my roommates keep me so freaking happy when they be down in this mug. I'm done.
For sure. And of course, y'all know me, man. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Like I said, I don't think I got any real answers tonight. Like I said, I've been running my mouth. I've been trying to figure things out, but I guess that's just life, right? That's what we all go through. I mean, trials, tribulations. And I guess where we fall, not where we fall, but what determines somebody is what they do when they're presented with certain things. Like I said, I've been presented with a lot of things in life, a lot. I've been in a lot of situations. Some were my fault, some weren't. Some I walked into, some I wish I never walked into at all. But like I said, I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still trying to do the right thing. And the coldest part about that is, like I just said, like, the more you try to do the right thing, the more people show you how fucked up they are. And that's no disrespect to anybody. Like I said, if you want to be that type of person, if you want to be a fucked up person, if you want to be the asshole, if you want to be the person that don't give a fuck, if you want to just not care and do all that, not have a plan about shit, just be awesome, whatever shit, then that's just fine. I don't care. Do what you want to do. But when you start fucking with people that's really trying to be on some shit, that's trying to do the right thing, that's trying to better themselves, that's trying to move forward, that's trying to leave the drama alone, that's trying not to deal with that bullshit that you like dealing with, then we got a problem, all right? And I don't like problems. I got enough problems of my own. You know, I've dealt with enough problems already, and I'm not trying to deal with nobody else's problems. And that's the hardest part that I come across dealing with, because I still find myself dealing with other people's shit. Why? Because even though my shit ain't even all the way as put together as it should be, like I said, I'm mad at myself because I'm nowhere near where I should be at this point if I didn't give a fuck about anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I always tell everybody that listens to me, you got to be better than me. Be better than the Dagger. Like I was saying, if it ain't worth it, fuck it. You know what I mean? If it endangers your money or your family, fuck it. Don't put people in front of you. Don't put people in front of what you got to do. I'm telling you this, and this is coming from somebody who always does that. And I can't help it. I'm sorry. Like I said, my fucking parents, they raised me that way. If you can help others, if you can do right by others, and if you have it to give to the next person and they really need it or whatever, then that's fine, because down the line or in the bigger picture, everything's going to work out for you and, you know, all your blessings are going to come back, all this, that, whoop, or whatever. Fine, whatever. I don't believe that, or don't, because I'm still waiting for mine to come around. But at the same time, I don't do shit for people expecting something back. I just do it because, like I said, if I got it and you need it and I care about you at least some shape, way, or form, you the homie, you like I've known you for years, or we share some kind of relationship, or if I have any kind of feelings for you and I don't want to see you doing bad, then I'm going to do that. Because I've said it many times myself, I'm used to being like this. I'm used to it. And it's sad that you get used to dealing with the bullshit. It's sad that, you know, you get used to being upset. It's sad that you're used to just expecting not to expect anything. But that's where I'm at, which is why I don't get upset. I don't care. No sympathy. Like I said, my feelings are just off, which is kind of probably what fucks me up in relationships because emotions have always fucked me up. And I've learned to control them in a sense. Like, I'm a jealous person, but you'll never know it. I'll tell you I'm jealous, but you'll never see it because I'm not going to act on jealousy because I've seen what acting on jealousy does to people. I see what acting on anger does to people. I see what acting on revenge does to people. And you can't do that. Well, you can. Let me not lie. That's how some of y'all live y'all lives. Y'all live y'all lives for revenge. Y'all live y'all lives for drama. Y'all live y'all lives for bullshit. And if that's what you like, then that's fine. But that ain't me. I don't want my life like that. I don't want my relationships like that. I don't want the people around me to be on that type of shit. I don't like being around people that's dealing with other people's bullshit because then technically that shit trickles down to me and no, I'm good. So, like I said, y'all, this is a place for me to just try to get my thoughts out. And I hope somebody's out there listening. Like I'm saying, we're breaking records here. There's a lot of people listening. A lot of y'all don't even fucking know me outside of my voice right now. But if you're hearing what I'm saying and you're listening to what goes on over here on this show, like I said, on Sundays and things that I'm trying to do, then you understand that, like I said, we're all about positivity. That's what we want to do here. We all need that in our lives. That's why I do this fucking show, because it's positive for me. I need this, because if I didn't have this, like I said, I'm not telling what the fuck I would be doing right now or where the fuck shit would be going. But I'm sorry. Like I said, we still just talking. I'm running my mouth. The show's been over. So you're only listening. If you're hearing this and you're listening to the you're not listening live anymore. You know, you hear it. You're going back to archives and you're redownloading the show and you're coming back and listening, which I thank you for as well, which is why I let the show run over a little bit thus far. Because a lot of my people are archive listeners anyway. Nobody, you know, because, I mean, the show's from 7 to 9. Well, no, from 9 to 11 p.m. West Coast time on Wednesdays. All right? So I know that some of y'all I got people in Australia, Detroit, New York. I got some people in the weirdest places. And some of y'all even checked in from y'all cities. Like I said, I don't know where y'all are at, but there's a lot of y'all motherfuckers listening. So y'all got to listen when y'all can. I understand that. But if you don't listen to anything else or what I'm saying or if you don't believe in what I'm saying or if I'm full of bullshit, if that's what you feel, like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I don't know everything. I'm just an L.A. nigga. And it's like I said, I can't even say that I'm a nigga because I'm a man first. I could be a nigga if I need to be. But like I'm saying, don't be – I guess my advice to everybody else is don't settle. Don't stop. Know your goals. Know what you want for yourself. Know what you want to be involved with. Know who you don't want around you. And then once you understand that, once you understand yourself, then you can go looking for somebody else. Or even at that, you don't even got to look for anybody. Trust me. Ooh, excuse me. As long as you're doing the right thing and doing right by yourself, the right person is going to come along. Everybody else is going to fade into the background and let them do that. Fuck them. I'll say it for you. All right? Like I said, be better than me. Don't put yourself through shit that you don't got to. Don't spend money on people that ain't worth it. Don't put your name on the line for people that ain't going to have your back. Don't do that shit. All right? Because people, a lot of people, guys, girls, women, men, bitches, like I said, niggas, like, you know what I mean? There's all kind of different titles for everybody. But I also got to realize that everybody, when push comes to shove, everybody's not like me. Like I said, I'm the type that puts somebody else before me because, like I said, I'm used to being like this. So it's fine. I'll deal with it. But a lot of people don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about what you got going on. They don't give a fuck about you as a person. They just don't care. They just want you around, or they want to be involved with you because of what you can do for them. You have to recognize that shit. You have to realize it, and you don't want to deal with that. All right? Be better than the dagger. Be better than me. That's the motto over here on West Coast Wednesdays, and we're going to shut it off on that. All right, y'all? So, again, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Ladies, I'm sorry I had to get on your heads a little bit. I didn't even get out everything that I wanted to say. So we may have to have part two of this next week, depending on how the week goes. But we'll see y'all on Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. We'll see y'all right back on here. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Night, Queen V and the Dagger, 9 to 11 every Wednesday night, bangoutradio.com. I'm not even going to play no music tonight, but to close out, like I said, we already over the time, so I'm just going to say goodbye, keep setting records, keep talking about the show. All right? If you ain't told a friend about it, you need to tell them. And if you told that friend about it, then you need to tell their friend about it, or you need to tell them to tell somebody else. Talk about the show. Nobody's going to believe me, but they're going to believe y'all. Shouts out to my co-host, Queen V, for coming through with me. My nigga Money Mick, hanging out with your boy today. All right? MIA checked in today. Like I said, does anybody else out there listening? Shout out to all independent artists. Shout out to Topaz Lachey. And also, August 17th, here's some good news real quick before we get out of here. If you're going to be in the L.A. area, or you're anywhere close to L.A., or you want to come out to L.A., or if you ain't doing nothing on the 17th, make sure y'all fuck with your boy, all right? The Dagger and the Witted Boys, or actually the Witted Boys. You know, I am the Witted Boy. My nigga Fresh Witted, West Witted, 4DB Witted right here. We opening up the second to none at the Dragonfly in Hollywood, all right? That's August 17th, and we got them tickets all day, so make sure you get it your boy. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Thanks y'all for being here tonight. Like I said, I'm sorry we ran over. This drink kicking in right now. I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the night. I wish I could do something, but I know sleep isn't going to be that. So I'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Sundays from 7 to 9. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger, Queen B, Bang Out Radio. We out.